Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2025. Are You Breathing Properly? By Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows where we read articles to you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Are You Breathing Properly? By Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. At first, the title of this blog may seem confusing. How can you breathe properly? Isn't it just inhale and exhale and voila, we are breathing? Technically, yes. That is the general gist of breathing. How you breathe is really what we're trying to emphasize here. Wherever you are, if it's safe to do so, sit back, close your eyes, and take a few deep breaths in and out. Really pay attention to the way that you're breathing. Does your chest rise and fall? Do you feel yourself getting more relaxed? How about your belly or low back? Do you sense any movement there? No? Well then, physiologically, you're not breathing properly. Stressful breathing. A number of our previous blog posts have mentioned the importance of proper breathing technique. It's important when we are lifting in the gym, and it's also a valuable tool for reducing stress in our lives. Many of us, though, are actually causing more stress responses in our body because of the way we breathe. The rising and falling of our chest, feeling the ribs expand up into the collarbone, even sometimes seeing our shoulders shrug slightly, is a secondary mechanism for breathing. This uses much smaller muscles, like the intercostal muscles. These are the muscles between the ribs and the muscles of the chest and neck to create space in the rib cage area to let the lungs expand. Although this does enable the lungs to expand and therefore take in more oxygen, it does not even come close to how efficient the diaphragm, which is our primary breathing muscle, is at facilitating breathing. So, how is that causing us stress? Have you ever been stressed and experienced hyperventilating? These are short, shallow breaths that are used to pull in any oxygen we can when we're hyperventilating in order to just get enough oxygen to the body. When we breathe into our chest, we mimic the hyperventilating breaths. Your body understands small, shallow breaths as a response to stress and therefore releases cortisol to help you battle or flee from the threat. This constant hum of cortisol can actually be very damaging to the body since it increases inflammation and damages the lining of blood vessels and airways. Don't believe us? Watch the way a baby or your dog or cat breathes. Watch as their stomachs and low back expand and collapse with every breath. Animals and babies rarely recruit their secondary breathing muscles since that would be an inefficient way to bring oxygen into the body. Belly breathing. So, how are babies and animals breathing into their bellies and not their chest? They, by the way of having been barely influenced by modern-day media, are not self-conscious about expanding their stomachs. They still have a connection to their diaphragm, and it's therefore used at the primary respiratory muscle. If we look at the trunk of the body between the bottom of the rib cage and the pelvis area, we see it's lined with a number of interwoven muscles that are most commonly known as the core muscles. The diaphragm, the dome-like muscle that sits along the inferior borders of the rib cage, acts as the ceiling of the core. The pelvic floor, or the muscles that line the bottom of the pelvis, are the base of the core. The abs, transverse abdominals, the spinal muscles, obliques, and the quadratus lumborum are the walls of this structure. This interwoven combination of muscles with fibers running in all different directions are what give our torso rigidity in an area where the only major bones are the vertebrae that connect the ribs and the pelvis. This is why when we breathe right, our stomachs and lower back expand. By pulling the diaphragm down into the core area, this highly pressurized area needs to expand in order to handle the displaced air caused by the contracting diaphragm. It does this by stretching out the muscles around the middle. When our diaphragm is pulled down into the stomach, this also creates more space in the thoracic cavity, the area enclosed by the rib cage. Quick physics lesson. When we increase the volume of a container, we create an area of low concentration. Air moves from areas of high concentration to low concentration. So the space we create in the thoracic cavity when we use our diaphragm creates a significant change in pressure and concentration in the lungs, allowing oxygen to flow into the lungs. Take a breath. That was a lot of information crammed into a few paragraphs, and yet it describes one of the most fundamental parts of our daily lives. In a world where there's so much going on and new stressors are constantly being added to the list of things we have to manage, take the time to breathe right, even if it's just for 10 breaths at the beginning of the day and 10 breaths at the end of the day. This may lower your stress levels and get you reconnected with the way we were intended to breathe. You just listened to the post titled, Are You Breathing Properly? By Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Ashley, did such a great job explaining how to improve our breathing. Now, after all of this, you may be wondering, yeah, but does it really help? Sure, we might feel more relaxed after, but that could just be the placebo effect. I mean, if I believe this deep breathing will help me relax, it probably will work, right? Well, yes, that is true, and that's true for a lot of things. But in this case, deep belly breathing has been well studied, and scientists have figured out why it might help us feel more relaxed, and it's not just related to the placebo effect. They found that this type of deep belly breathing may stimulate the part of our nervous system that makes us feel relaxed. You might hear this referred to as the vagal response. An added benefit is that this type of breathing may also strengthen connections in the brain, especially in those areas involved in emotion regulation. And in turn, this may help decrease our risk for anxiety and depression, which are very much linked to the stress response. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.